Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket.
Really knowing your market and making sure that your innovations and money you're putting in is not over rehabbing and overdoing it for your potential market.
Before we get into today's episode, I want to mention today's best ever partner and give you a free gift. And that partner is Fund That Flip, and they're going to be giving you a free deal analysis spreadsheet. You know who Fund That Flip is, don't you? Because you're a loyal best ever listener. They've been a sponsor on the show. Matt Rodak, the founder of Fund That Flip, has been on the podcast multiple times, given us his insight on the online lending process. Fund That Flip provides fast, reliable funding for your house flip projects. They're an online platform, makes the application process entirely easy, and they've got a whole bunch of experts on their team who can help you get funding in 24 hours and close within as few as 7 days. And all of you best ever listeners, you're getting a free spreadsheet to help you analyze your projects. Go to fundthatflip.com/best ever. That's fundthatflip.com/best ever. And you'll get a free deal analysis tool. It'll help you provide a scope of work for your projects, create the scope of work, analyze the profitability of the project, or if it's not profitable, you need to know that too, and make a determination on the max purchase price. Super important. You can print out all the detailed reports, and that will help you get your deals funded faster. Go to fundthatflip.com/best ever. Get that free analysis tool, fundthatflip.com/best ever. Best ever listeners, welcome to the best real estate investing advice ever show. I'm Joe Fairless. This is the world's longest running daily real estate podcast. We only talk about the best advice that moves your business forward. We don't get into any fluffy stuff. With us today, Ben Schwartz. How you doing, Ben?
I am good. How are you, Joe?
I am doing well, my friend. And nice to have you on the show. A little bit about Ben. He is the founder of VacancyFillers.com, which is a tenant placement company. To date, they've helped sign 287 leases and brought in a whole bunch of rent revenue for clients. That's over $3 million of rent revenue for clients based on those leases. He is based in Baltimore, Maryland. I think, best ever listeners, you know what we're going to be talking about. We're going to be talking about vacancies and the process behind that. With that being said, Ben, you want to give the best ever listeners a little bit more about your background and what you're focused on now?
I'm going to just give you a brief about me, where I came from, and how I got started in real estate. So basically, I was actually studying to become a rabbi in Waterbury, Connecticut for about 6 years. And that was the path I was heading down. And when I started dating my wife, she had just gotten into a really good occupational therapist program in Towson, Maryland. It's very hard to get into that program. So I just figured, she said basically, you know, if we do this whole marriage thing, we're going to have to live in Baltimore. And I figured, you know what, I'm sure I could find a rabbi position in Baltimore, plenty of opportunity there, so let's try this whole Baltimore thing out. So that's what happened. We got married, and we moved into Baltimore. Now, what I did realize is that, you know, Baltimore has plenty of people that were studying to become a rabbi in Baltimore for many, many years, and I was basically a nobody. I showed up here. I tried finding positions. I tried finding jobs, and nothing was available. So I basically went through our wedding money pretty quickly, and we basically ran out of money. We had no money left, and I was really screwed because I didn't have any college experience. I didn't have any working background. I was basically starting at ground zero because, like I said, I was always planning on becoming a rabbi. So that's basically a little bit of the background. So how I got into real estate is, at that point in my life, I was like really scared, and I said, you know what? I looked around and I said, who's making money? Who in my neighborhood and who in my community is making money? And I looked around and I said, the real estate guys, the investors, the developers are making, look like they were making good money. And I said, you know what? There's got to be something here. There's got to be something real estate. So I started watching movies on YouTube and reading books and educating myself as best possible to get into the real estate investing and developing and the business. After about a couple months of education, I decided, you know what? I'm ready for this. So I reached out to, sent out letters to 11 of the big dogs in my community, the big developers. And I said, you know what, I have all this education and I would love to try it out with you. Do you have any jobs available? I'll work for free for a couple of months. I want to take the education that I taught myself and take it out there. And one guy basically said, I have this guy named Aaron. He's a developer. He renovates properties and depending on where they're located, he either flips them or rents them out. Why don't you give him a call? So I gave him a call and he basically let me hang out with him for about 6 months. I watched him renovate a couple of properties. And at the end of that 6 months, he asked me, hey, Ben, can you help me rent these places out? And I said, well, how do I do that? I had no clue how to do that. So I went back to my trusty Google, and I did a little bit of Googling and researching, and I figured out what I need to do. So I advertised the property, did a bunch of stuff for him, and within 2 weeks, I got the property rented out. Now, what I realized in those 2 weeks, my epiphany at that time was that there are many, many landlords that are too busy to handle the process of finding and securing tenants on their own. But they're too small to retain a on-site or on-staff leasing person for them. And most real estate agents, especially in my market, aren't going to take a listing at $600 or even $1,000. Because I realized there's a niche out there of many, many owners that could use this type of service, I started trying to build a company around that niche. That's part is representing landlords and owners and managers who need assistance finding tenants. Mm-hmm. That's part of it. The other part of it is I'm a bit of a perfectionist and a little bit of a people pleaser. So I said, if people are going to task me to help them find tenants, I'm going to do the absolutely best job possible and create the best set of systems and marketing and tools and resources for tenants to make the process easy on their end. So I figured if I can make it easy for people to find and secure apartments, I'll be bringing real value to my clients. And that's sort of basically the short story of vacancy fillers, and that's basically where I'm holding right now.
So how does it work? If I'm a tenant, how does that work?
I'm not going to give you my secret sauce.
I don't want the API or the algorithm or anything like that.
Right, right. I'll give you the short, and I'll give you a little bit of the long. Basically, what I've done is I've basically identified many of the issues typically tenants run into when trying to find and secure an apartment. And I've put systems or marketing or tools into place to basically overcome those challenges that typically you run into. So basically, it's the path of least resistance for tenants. So if you go to Craigslist, you go to Zillow, or any place you're typically looking for apartments, you're going to find not the best pictures, not the most communicative agents, people. And on my side, basically every single listing gets professional photography. We have 3D models, you know, the Matterport system with 3D models, every single listing. We have online application, online scheduling system, where basically the tenants never have to talk to us to get an appointment scheduled. They just use online scheduling, and they're all set up in the system, and it sends in reminders and follow-ups and everything like that so they can keep track of everything. A lot of owners use antiquated paper applications. We have an online application system. We've automated the entire process from beginning to end, and tenants love that because typically it can be a very challenging, time-consuming, and frustrating process.
Mm-hmm. All right, so you automate the process for application. Do you post generic ads and build your database so you have a lot of tenants, or do you post for specific openings and then they apply through your website?
At this point, hopefully in 10 years, vacancy fills will be huge and everyone will go just straight to us. But right now, we have our own website that we have all our current listings listed on. And then we put ads on Zillow, Craigslist, all the other listing websites. And typically people find their way back to our website. So we put our listings up, put ads on the other listing websites, and we try to bring them back to our website because on our website we have much more flexibility in what type of information we put out there, what kind of marketing we put out there. We're very limited on other websites on what we can put out. So, but again, the goal is to just make the process as simple and smooth as possible for people looking. This way they'll want to work with us.
Mm-hmm. And how do you make money?
Quickly. right now, we make money from the landlords. I know in different markets, there are different ways that's set up. I think in New York, the tenants pay the fee, but the landlords pay us basically, it's typically the equivalent of 1 month's rent. So they only pay us if we deliver. Typically, that's what we charge.
How much work is involved on your end to get the listing up on the website with all the stuff that's required?
It's a great question. So, you know, obviously that's something that was very important to me. You know, if someone is going to hire me to find them a tenant, obviously I understand usually the most important thing for as a real estate investor yourself, you know this, like the most important thing for most investors is speed. They like want to get someone there as soon as possible because every day units vacant, losing money.
Yeah.
So basically we have it down to science. Like, you know, this morning one of my clients called me, said we have two properties. I was out there, the pictures, the 3D models. And within 2 hours, we had his properties up on our website ready to go. Mm-hmm.
This is a lack of technology expertise question. How do you do the 3D modeling?
Have you seen them ever?
I'm on your website, so I'm looking at it.
Yeah, it's mind-blowing, right?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I've seen it before, but you're doing it quickly and in mass. So how do you do that?
So basically, it's a very expensive camera. The actual camera costs money, plus there's fees monthly, and every time you upload one, there's fees. And basically, this very, very cool, sophisticated piece of equipment. You set it up in a room. It, like, does a rotation. It scans the room. And then you move it. Like, if you're looking on my site, every circle in each 3D model represents another scan. So, basically, an apartment takes between 10 minutes to half hour, 45 minutes, depending how big it is, how many scans it requires. The reason why we started doing that is because we found that, you know, there's so many people moving in from out of state, or people who have a spouse or a girlfriend or a boyfriend or a parent that needs to see it also. But mainly, like, we hate it when people came to apartments and were like, oh, damn, I wish I would have known what this place looks like before I came out here. I just wasted all my time because this layout doesn't work for me. Mm-hmm. And we didn't want to waste people's time. We didn't want to waste our own time. So we basically put these models available. Now people can explore our units at any time, whenever they want, from anywhere in the world, as many times as they need. It was a big investment, but I thought it was a great tool for the tenants to be able to have.
Oh, yeah. It is a great tool. It's fun, too. It's fun to go through there and do that. Recommend best ever listeners, go check it out. Just see the technology if you're not familiar with it.
And also, it actually works on iPhone, but apparently on Android phones, it also works in virtual reality with the goggles, virtual reality goggles. You can actually walk through like that. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah, that is pretty cool. So you identified a need and you've solved it. And you're in the process of scaling your company. You've done 287 leases. What's the next step for your business?
There are a couple of things that I really want to accomplish in the next couple of years. First of all, I do feel like the value we've added, especially for the tenant side of things, is extremely valuable. I don't think there's any other company that's putting as much effort and giving as many tools to tenants as Vacancy Fillers is. That being said, I would love to grow within. Right now, I'm like in one small neighborhood in Baltimore, and the potential is phenomenal because there's so many great rental neighborhoods within Baltimore, and then within Maryland, there's so many neighborhoods. And obviously, I would like to expand this to other states. I know certain states, there's legalities involved, which might complicate things. And in general, I built this company from scratch, and I don't really know anything about it. I'm sort of learning as I'm going. So I don't know what it means to franchise and branch out, but that is obviously one plan. My big goal is really, honestly, I know this is a lofty goal, but I would love to be the new Zillow. I'd love to be the place that people go primarily to find apartments. I feel like the way I always describe it to new clients is like Zillow is like, imagine you walk into a bar and there's a guy and a girl, and there's just a guy saying, hey, you're a guy, you're a girl, you guys want to talk? Go talk, and I'm out. So you're not really providing any more tools to either side of the party to make a successful relationship. Whereas vacancy fillers basically gives both sides of the equation so many more tools to make the deal go through quicker, smoother, more professionally, with less stress, less hassle, and more accountability.
Your website, when you land on the website and you look at the different properties or the rooms that you could rent, boy, it's impressive. How do you get people to the actual website? Because you've got a standalone website. What are some effective ways that you do that?
So like I said, so basically, once we have a listing, we put it on three places. We put it on our own website. We have a software that basically syndicates it to all the other websites, Zillow, Trulia, Hotpads, all those other listing websites that are famous that people know about. And then we put a bunch of ads on Craigslist. So primarily people are looking on Craigslist and the other listing websites, the more famous ones. But we put very, very good pictures, special photography with our watermark on them. So we found that many people are finding those ads on those famous websites and then coming back to us and coming to our website. And when they come to our website, getting a feel for what we're providing for them, the tools, information, the technology, and we find that people stick around. So we average about 100, 120 people on our website daily, which is not bad for a small company. I always think about if I had a store and I had 100 people coming in every day, that would be a pretty good number.
I like thinking that way. It makes everyone feel better, I think, when we have a website, right?
Of course. I'm actually just signed a contract about a week ago with some big developers in Baltimore. The next big move for me is actually redoing my website to make it more user-friendly. I actually built that website myself from scratch, so good, but it's not as good as it could be, you know?
Yeah, it's impressive. It's good to, for the purposes of what you need it for right now. Based on your experience in the business of helping landlords find tenants, what is your best advice ever for real estate investors?
My best advice, in my experience, is as follows. And I don't know if this pertains to every market, but I definitely know that it does pertain. So I know that, you know, typically real estate investors can spend thousands of hours and millions of dollars sometimes on projects. And obviously the main goal when doing a real estate investment project is to make a return on that investment, that time and that money, monetary investment for you and for your investors. So I think the best way to get to that is, you know, finding tenants, is knowing your market. I feel like a lot of real estate investors want to be like the game changer in their neighborhood and the game changer in their community, and they over rehab and then end up having to charge higher rents and then aren't able to fill the units. So I think one piece of advice is to really, really know your market, but from a tenant's perspective, you know, don't look at your peers and say, oh, this guy's putting in granite and stainless, that's what I need to do to be successful, or that's what I need to do to be even better than him. You have to know your market. I think the typical tenant profile is that it's temporary housing, so they want to spend as least as possible, not as much as possible. More people can afford Hilfiger than Gucci. So really knowing your market and making sure that your innovations and money you're putting in is not over rehabbing and overdoing it for your potential market.
You ready for the best ever lightning round?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. First, a quick word from our best ever partners. Remember to get your free deal analysis tool for your flips at fundthatflip.com/best ever. That's fundthatflip.com/best ever. It will detail your scope of work, help you analyze if the project's profitable, and make a determination on the max purchase price. fundthatflip.com/best ever. Do you want to learn more about the real estate buying and selling process? Learn to earn passive income with the Cash Flow Guys as Tyler Scheff and his team discuss their secrets to creating cash flow. Check out the Cash Flow Guys podcast at cashflowguys.com. That's CashFlowGuys.com. Best ever book you've read?
The 10X Rule, Grant Cardone.
And best ever listeners, Grant's interview on the show, you can just search for it, Grant Cardone, Joe Fairless. And then also, volume 2 of the best ever book is going to be published probably early February, late January. And interview with Grant was created into a chapter, and that will be in the volume 2 book. So be on the lookout for that in Amazon. Best ever personal growth experience, and what'd you learn from it?
Getting fired my first part-time job.
What'd you learn from it?
I learned that I can't know what everybody wants at all times, but I can know what I want at all times, and I control my destiny. I can't let anyone else control my destiny because people are too unpredictable.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I learned.
What's the best ever way you like to give back?
Charity, and also advice for anybody. You know, I feel like I've accomplished a lot and I learned a lot along the way. So anyone that needs advice or any type of questions about starting a business, growing a business, staying in business, I make time for people like that.
What's the biggest mistake you've made while creating your company?
Not having solid contracts.
Contracts?
Yep. Not having solid contracts and not setting proper expectations before we go into business together.
Were you not working with attorneys before? Is there a story behind that?
No, I started my business and I didn't really know what I was doing. I just was winging it the whole time. And for the most part, I had the relationships. But then once or twice, I got screwed. And I decided that it's time to start actually having contracts in place and putting things on paper. But in the beginning, I didn't actually have any contracts. I was just sort of doing word of mouth. Hey, I'm going to do this for you. You pay me? Yeah, sure. Let's do this. Okay, great. And then, you know, 90% of the time they paid me. But then, like, the two times that I got screwed, I realized that it's so important to have real solid contracts and also make sure to put out expectations ahead of time of what each party is going to be doing.
What's the best ever way the best ever listeners can get in touch with you?
My email address is ben@vacancyfillers.com. And my cell phone is 718-864-5012.
I love talking to you and listening to your story of how you got started, how there was a need in the market, and how you are filling it with the vacancy fillers, no pun intended, and the tactical things from the 3D modeling to how you're promoting your website and the listings on your website, and then how you're working to convert those into more word of mouth. So for best ever listeners, if we're interested in entrepreneurial endeavor, then this is certainly an inspirational story to listen to and listen to again, maybe perhaps listen to it twice. And then for anyone who is looking to enhance their current listings who aren't in Baltimore, because right now, Ben, it looks like all your stuff's in Baltimore, then perhaps looking at the 3D modeling technology and including that, incorporating that into your listing, because certainly when you go to his website, vacancyfillers.com, you can see how much of a difference that makes. Ben, I hope you have a best ever weekend, my friend. Thanks so much for being on the show, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for having me, Joe. Have a good one.
Do you want to learn more about the real estate buying and selling process? Learn to earn passive income with the Cash Flow Guys as Tyler Scheff and his team discuss their secrets to creating cash flow. Check out the Cash Flow Guys podcast at cashflowguys.com. That's CASHFLOWGUYS.com.